I will call this meeting, this regular meeting of the Orange Planning Commission to order. The first thing on our agenda is the flag salute led by Commissioner McCormick. Thank you so much, Commissioner McCormick. Would staff please call roll?
Commissioner McCormick.
Here.
Commissioner Tucker is absent this evening. Commissioner Maldonado. Here. Commissioner Vasquez is out this evening. Commissioner Martinez.
Present.
Vice Chair Leslie.
Here.
And Chair Bihar.
Here.
Let the record show there is a quorum.
Thank you. And with that, we'll move on to public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the commission on matters not listed on the agenda that are within the commission's subject matter jurisdiction. However, no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law, and public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Have we received any requests to speak tonight? No? Would you please come give your name to our staff here? Okay, perfect. Great. No worries. Okay, with that, we will move on to the consent calendar. All matters listed on the consent calendar are considered to be routine and will be enacted by one vote without separate discussion unless a commissioner requests an item to be removed for separate action. Would anyone like something removed for separate action or would like to make a motion?
I will make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Great. We have a motion from Rick Martinez and a second from Commissioner Maldonado. Did everyone please vote?
I have to. Oh. I have to abstain because I wasn't at the meeting.
Okay.
I don't have to. Okay.
Commissioner McCormick, even though you were not present at the meeting, it is acceptable for you to vote for that item.
If I'm not mistaken, you're voting that it is minutes. It is. The motion passes unanimously. So with that, we will move on to our public hearings. And the first public hearing is for the consideration of an ordinance establishing single room occupancy housing as a permitted land use for certain qualifying properties and finding of CEQA exemption. Is there a staff report?
Yes, Arlen Beck, our associate planner, will provide a report.
Thanks, Arlen.
Good evening, Chair Bihar and members of the Planning Commission. Tonight we'll be proposing an ordinance to allow single room occupancy housing as a permitted land use in certain commercial zones within the city. The ordinance supports the goals and policies of the city's adopted housing element of the general plan. The ordinance expands affordable housing options for very low and low income individuals by allowing the adaptive reuse of existing small hotels and motels and office buildings, smaller office buildings. Eligible structures include hotels or motels with 30 rooms or less, office buildings of 5,000 square feet or less. These eligible structures have to be located within the C1, C2, and CTR zoning districts. And conversions are adaptive reuse only and does not allow for any new structures to that are built after the adoption of this ordinance to be converted to SRO. As part of this ordinance, it includes development standards that will be required for the conversion of one of these structures to be converted to SRO. Some of those standards include units must be between 150 and 375 square feet with a 30-day minimal rental term. Each site must have an on-site manager, private or shared cooking and bathroom facilities, laundry, mailboxes, janitorial areas, and community space. And no partial conversions are allowed. The entire building must be adopted to an SRO use. eligible hotel and motel properties for that qualify for this ordinance make up for about 4.4% of the total city TOT transient occupancy tax, or TOT, revenue annually. And adaptive reuse of hotels and motels and underutilized office buildings provides a beneficial opportunity to modernize structures and increase affordable housing inventory while improving property upkeep with on-site managers. So with that, staff recommends the Planning Commission adopt resolution number 16-24, recommending City Council approve the ordinance with the provided CEQA exemption. And that concludes staff presentation. I'm available for any questions.
Thank you so much. Commissioners, are there any questions of staff at this time?
Question. In this conversion back over, two things I wanted to find out. What then becomes of certain open space requirements that normally fall in line with housing? And secondly, how does the parking count requirement as it relates to residential versus, you know, multifamily as opposed to commercial, which it presently has been figured out to have that?
Yeah, so these are in its own separate category. It's not necessarily multifamily housing. It's single room occupancy housing. And because they're adaptive reuse only, the existing open space that's on the site is what's required. And the same standard is for parking. Whatever parking is at the site currently is what is required at time of conversion.
Are there any other questions? Okay. With that, I will open the public hearing and ask the applicant if you would like to make any comments. I guess you're sorry, there's no applicant. Ask if there are any public comments for this public hearing. No? All right. Seeing no public comments for this public hearing, I will close the public hearing and ask the commission to discuss. And if there's no discussion, for a motion.
I have a question.
Sure.
So given all the properties that are eligible and the sizes and rooms requirements, how many total units if they were all converted?
Oh, like if every eligible property were to convert?
Yes.
To SRO? So if hotels or motel... I didn't do that calculation, but roughly, you know, the hotels and motels have about 30 rooms, so there's 7 eligible properties, so that's 210 rooms. And then office buildings, we chose the 5,000 square feet because that equates to about 30 rooms as well. And there's about 25 of those properties, so... 25 times 30, probably 800 rooms. Yeah, so overall, yes.
I know that this was a requirement in the housing element.
That's correct.
For the city of Orange, correct?
That's correct.
Was there any minimum number of rooms or parcels that were required as part of the housing element?
No, not a minimum of rooms. Just a policy action item that we have a single room occupancy ordinance.
Okay, thank you. That's all my questions.
I have another question. I'm just curious, and probably it came through in a little bit more detail. There's no requirement to have ownership of, let's say the hotel is owned by a certain person to trigger this type of single use. There doesn't have to be a sale or any there's no requirement on that. It's the existing owner can just choose to do this, just basically like renting out extended stay at a hotel, essentially.
Yeah, there's no requirement for the sale of the property to occur to be eligible.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for staff on this matter? Then, if there's no questions, we'd look for a motion in a second. We have a motion from Commissioner Martinez and a second from Commissioner McCormick.
Should I read the verbiage? Okay. I'd like to make a motion for resolution number PC 16-24, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Orange recommending that the City Council adopt an ordinance amending Title 17 of the Orange Municipal Code to allow single room occupancy housing as permitted use in certain zoning districts and related definitions and development standards.
The motion passes unanimously. And now we'll move on to our second public hearing. This is a public hearing to consider an update to Title 17 of the Orange Municipal Code to amend provisions relating to numbers of chickens allowed on residential properties and setback requirements and finding of CEQA exemption. Is there a staff presentation on this?
Thank you, Chair and Commissioners. I'll take this one. So this staff is recommending that the Planning Commission recommend that the City Council adopt an ordinance amending Title 17 of the Orange Municipal Code related to chickens. What this ordinance does is it increases the maximum number of chickens permitted on residential properties from 5 to 6. The ordinance replaces the requirement that coops be set back at least 20 feet from all property lines, instead with a requirement that they be set back at least 20 feet from any structure used for human habitation. And then the ordinance also omits an existing code section that limits the combined keeping of dogs, cats, and small animals, such as poultry, to a maximum of 5. This omission will enable households with dogs and cats to have the same number of chickens as households without dogs and cats. It does not change the number of dogs and cats, though. And this is a city-initiated ordinance. It is intended to promote enforceable regulations, urban agriculture, local food production, and flexibility in the use of outdoor space. And I'm available for any questions you may have.
Are there any questions of staff?
Did I hear that correctly? It's for one more chicken?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
I do have a question. I think this is great, and I'm all for it. The only question I had was the change in the distance to a habitable space. If, for example, a coop or a pen was 20 feet from my home, I would want to make sure it's at least 20 feet or closer to my neighbor. If they were able to put it 30 feet from their house, but only 20 feet from my house, I don't think I would like that. I would prefer them to have at least or more, less, equal or less the space than you're required from your neighbor. Am I making sense?
I understand what you're saying, yes. You know, thinking how to accomplish that, with also accomplishing our goal of having like a really easy enforceable ordinance, it gets a little hard to do that, right here at the meeting. It's certainly something that the commission can discuss. I have some language that I could throw your way for consideration. But again, we would want to look at what the effects of the enforceability would be on that type of scenario. And also, when we look at different lot configurations, different shapes, sizes, different obstacles that lots have on them, different accessory structures that may be on adjacent properties or existing properties. There's a lot of variables that probably should be studied a little bit. But if the commission would like, I could make an attempt at some language to see if that is something along the lines. Again, staff's recommendation is that this is something maybe best to be studied a bit more. That being said, right now, the way the language states is it states poultry, roosters prohibited, rabbits, reptiles, rodents, and other small animals less than 5 pounds shall be limited to a total number of 6, and all such animals shall be maintained in coops, pens, or other quarters or restraints located a minimum of 20 feet from any structure used for human habitation other than that of the subject property owner. So that's how it reads right now. If the commission wishes to deliberate on language that would say, add on to the end, however, no poultry shall be made closer to an off-property structure used for human habitation than to the structure used for human habitation where the poultry is kept, that is something that you could discuss, or any other variation.
Well, that was, colleagues, that was my concern, that somebody was a pen or a coop wasn't closer to my house than they abided by the letter of the law, but still may not be neighborly.
I'm beginning to get your point. I think it's basically if it was in a situation where there's a residential development that isn't, let's say, a tract home where they all kind of sit in the same kind of zone, and houses further set back, that's 5 foot from the property line, and the other one's set forward. If there's a 5 foot setback 20 feet away from the on-site residence, but would be only 10 feet from another structure, unless we note that it has to be at least 20 from an adjoining residence. Is that what you're saying?
Can you repeat the question?
I guess if this works in a kind of a tract home thing where all the houses pretty much have the same size backyards and have the same 5 foot side yards, but in places that are maybe residential that are a little older where they're people have added onto their back or created an ADU in their backyard and they're next door, and the person wants a chicken coop 5 foot from the property line, but 20 feet from their house, could possibly be only 10 feet from the next door neighbor.
So Commissioner McCormick, I can jump in. The way that the ordinance is being revised is to require a minimum of 20 feet from the adjoining property. So if someone has an ADU, for example, in their property, then at minimum that chicken coop must be 20 feet from that human habitation structure. So whether it's the main house or the ADU, from a neighbor standpoint, you have to make sure that if you are placing a chicken coop on your own property, it has to be at least 20 feet from any property that's going to house a human being. And so I think the ordinance accomplishes the concern that you are currently stating, if I'm understanding you. Yeah.
So
I think Commissioner Maldonado is more concerned about, I think, equality and equality as to how far apart. If someone were to still be 20 feet away from their neighbor, but then it's 100 feet from their own property line, I think that is her concern, if I'm understanding it correctly.
Yes, 20 feet from my house, but they're able to put it 30 or 40 feet from their house. So it's closer to mine than theirs.
Okay, I see. Yeah, all right, that's okay.
I thought your language was very definitely in the right direction.
Are there any other questions before we open it to public hearing and then have a discussion? Perfect. Then I will open the public hearing and ask, are there any public comments for this? Perfect. Please. Karen Bustamante, you have 3 minutes for public comment.
I've never done this before, so I'm going to try. Okay. My name is Karen Bustamante, and I live in the Presidential Tract, just east of the 55 freeway in Orange. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you this evening in support of item 4.2 on the agenda to consider an amendment to the City of Orange Code of Ordinances that would, among other things, prohibit keeping roosters on lots smaller than 20,000 square feet. My support for this proposed amendment in no way reflects opposition to backyard chicken farming. Growing up in Los Angeles County, I kept hens as a hobby and found doing so fun and rewarding. My support is about maintaining a healthy and respectful environment for everyone in our community as interest in urban chicken farming continues to grow. Let's be frank. Roosters, unlike hens, are by nature noisy. This is daily demonstrated to me and my family as we currently share a backyard wall with neighbors who have not one, but two roosters. These birds crow incessantly, beginning early in the morning and sometimes continue well after dark. For residents like me who work from home, residents who work night shifts, residents with sleeping babies, or residents who simply want solitude in their own space, crowing roosters can, and in our case does, seriously impact quality of life. Their constant crowing leads to distractions, lost sleep, unnecessary stress, and ill will towards neighbors, demonstrating thoughtless disregard for the welfare of others. While we have largely ignored this situation in silence, at least not among ourselves, of course, but not everyone would show such restraint. These kinds of disputes between neighbors can easily escalate to the point of involving law enforcement, who likely have much better things to do than referee conflicts easily prevented with your reasonable amendment. As the amended code would potentially allow our neighbor to plant a chicken coop as little as 20 feet from our bedroom window, the proposed prohibition of roosters included in this amendment becomes an even greater priority. Importantly, this amendment still allows Orange residents interested in keeping hens to do so. The new code, in fact, increases the hen count allowed from 5 to 6. More hens, more eggs, more satisfaction raising your own food. Except if among those hens there's a rooster, which does nothing to increase egg production, but does make a lot of unnecessary noise. Please approve this agenda item as presented. With an increasing interest in backyard chicken farming, your recommended amendment will provide a common sense balance between residents interested in this activity and residents who prioritize other benefits of modern suburban life. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who'd like to make a comment? Not? So I will close the public hearing and now turn it over to the commission for discussion. And I will start by saying I really like the point that you made about kind of equity in placement of the coops. Is there any other discussion? No? If there's no discussion, is there anyone who'd like to make a motion?
I'll go ahead and make the motion. I make a motion to approve ordinance number, Resolution PC 303-25, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Orange recommending that the City Council adopt ordinance number XX-25, amending Title 17 of the Orange Municipal Code to update the number of chickens permitted on residential properties and setback requirements.
Commissioner Martinez, would you like to add the recommended language that Mr. Ortlieb provided, or would you like to have it as presented, the ordinance as was provided to you?
With the wording that Chad has provided.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
We had a fight for second.
Beat you to it.
Okay. Commissioner Leslie seconded. Everyone could please vote. The motion passes unanimously. With that, we will adjourn this meeting of the Orange Planning Commission. Our next regular meeting will be held on May 5th at 5:30 p.m.